nice to have a little bit of a break, but obviously we won our last two games, so we sort of wanted the game to happen, really. But obviously Fleetwood have been doing well, but didn't happen, and now we've moved on. We had a couple of days break, but we worked hard most of the week, and we're ready now for Rochdale. We know how tough it's going to be, the good, especially at home, and then got some tough games coming up, so we've got to start well here.
I know you've been at a big club like Borough before, but when you play your first two games for Blackburn Rovers at this level and lose them both, did it surprise you, the level of criticism aimed at the players and the club and everybody?
No, you can. The fans, the club expect to win, and we were put on the pitch to perform, and we didn't do that for the first two games, you know, which was disappointing. But most importantly, we bounced back. We've got two wins now, so that sort of put to one side the losses. We analysed them and looked at the good and we looked at the bad, and then we moved on to Bradford, and we got a good win there. Obviously they've not been beat there for a while, and we got a good win at home, so we've got the momentum, I would say, and we're just looking forward to the next game.
Do you look at your squad now that the window's closed and think this should be as good as any in the division?
I'll be honest, yeah, I think it is as good as anyone in the division, but that means nothing. You've got to perform each game as it comes. Saturday, Tuesday, home, away. You've got to perform. There's no easy games. You might get the odd good scoreline, but a lot of the games are tight, and a lot of set pieces in the game. So we've got to be focused. We've got to be competitive, and we've got to work hard like we have done the last two games. And then hopefully the quality will shine through.
Tell us about Rakeem Harper, who's been in. He plays in a similar position to you. What's he been like in training since arriving?
He's been very good, actually. He's comfortable on the ball. He receives the ball well, and he can carry the ball as well, and he's a fit lad. I think he's only 17, I think, which is extremely young, but he's energetic and he's competitive, so hopefully it'll be a good addition, getting a few minutes, and obviously it's more competitive for places, so the lads who have got the shirts at the minute have got to keep on the game, otherwise he'll be replacing us, so keeps on our toes.
You mentioned Saturday, Tuesday. It's going to be like that for the next few weeks, isn't it? And at this level, you've played at this level for Scunthorpe not that long ago, haven't you? But what is it like? Is it relentless, or is it just what you want, actually, because you'd rather be doing that than training?
Me, personally, I do like the games. I know it's a lot of games, and it can wear and tear, but I personally like the games, but it is tough. It's very tough. No game's easy. Rochdale away, Scunthorpe away, they're really hard games. They don't come really hard, really. So I played Rochdale last year, and I think the beat's come for 3-0 or 3-1, and they were totally dominant, so I know it's not going to be easy, so I'll be ready to put up a fight if I'm selected.